Deloitte CEO Kathy Engelbert is the first female chief of a Big Four financial services firm. By Belinda Luscombe. Engelbert Quick Facts. The Abstainer. Engelbert drinks no soda or coffee and only the occasional beer or wine. She has also sworn off buying new clothes for the first 6 months of this year. Second, wildcat litter. Much of her family either attended or worked at Villanova University. Parenthetically, she went to Lehigh. Finally, working mom. Her mother recently retired at 81 after 61 years as the office manager for a pediatrician. Belinda Luscombe writes, growing up as one of eight siblings in the southern part of New Jersey, or South Jersey, as it's known to all who live there, has its disadvantages. Kathy Engelbert had to share a room with her messier younger sister Peggy. There were occasional fistfights, which Kathy usually lost. Both her parents had jobs outside the home, and sometimes her dad took extra work on weekends and evenings, either for more cash or for less chaos. But in elementary school, when Engelbert ran for class president, one advantage of having a big clan became apparent. Quote, she wanted to win so bad, and she was going up against the most popular boy in the class, so she came up with this campaign slogan, have a taffy, vote for Kathy, unquote, recalls Peggy, a nurse. Quote, we run to the store and buy bags of Charms Pops and Tootsie Pops, and we tape the slogan to all of them, unquote. Then four of her five brothers, Kurt, Kenny, Kevin, and Keith, parenthetically, Kyle came later, Peggy and oldest sister Beth gave out the candy around the school. Engelbert won in a landslide. It's interesting that the perpetrator of so flagrant a vote-buying scheme would be such a success in the audit business. The shyly confident, quietly competitive Engelbert, 53, is now CEO of Deloitte U.S., like class presidents, Deloitte CEOs are elected, and like U.S. presidents, they serve 4 years with the option of another four. Engelbert became the first CEO of a Big Four financial services firm in 2015 and will soon stand for her second term. If she wins, she will be the first two-term CEO since 1999.